Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Create with Elise, your spiritual guide on the journey of transformation and manifestation. I'm your host, Elise, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have you here with me today. In each episode of Create with Elise, we'll dive into the art of creation, exploring the remarkable power of self-discovery, intuition, and manifestation. So whether you are seeking to turn your pain into purpose, chaos into clarity, or rewrite the story of your soul, you have found your sacred space. Together, we'll unlock the hidden potential within you, journey into the realms of your intuition, and learn to create a life that goes beyond your wildest dreams. As we dive into this transformative experience, remember that you're not alone on this path. We are a vibrant community of creators, seekers, and dreamers, and we are here to support each other in every step of the way. So are you ready to unlock your inner magic, embrace the wisdom of your intuition, and explore the boundless universe within and around you? That's great, let's get started. But before we dive into our conversation, take a moment to center yourself. Close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and set your intentions for this episode. It's a journey of self-discovery and empowerment, and you are in the driver's seat. Without further ado, let's create some magic together, and welcome to Create with Elise. Hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome to another extraordinary journey of self-discovery and transformation in this episode of Create with Elise. I'm Elise, your spiritual companion and guide, and today we're embarking on an in-depth exploration on a topic that lies at the heart of our spiritual journey. Why it's perfectly okay to get angry with God. Let's start with a fundamental truth. Anger is a valid and very human emotion within our spiritual journey. It's not something to be ashamed of or repressed. Our connection with the divine isn't always smooth sailing. It's a complex, intimate journey filled with peaks and valleys. The divine, however, we perceive it, doesn't shy away from our emotions. It embraces the entirety of our human experience, from profound moments of joy to the depths of despair. Every emotion we feel is woven into the tapestry of our spirituality. Now here's the beautiful thing about anger. It's often a messenger. It's a signal that something within us is out of alignment. It's a call to explore our faith on a deeper level, to seek answers, comfort, or resolution. When we acknowledge our anger, we are opening the door to profound self-discovery. But here's the real magic. Anger isn't a sign of spiritual weakness. It's a sign of spiritual honesty. It can be a potent catalyst for transformation. When we confront anger, we create space for healing, growth, and a deeper connection with the divine. Doubt often walks hand in hand with anger. It's natural to doubt, to question the divine plan, to ask why certain things happen. Doubt isn't the opposite of faith. It's a facade of it. It's through doubt that our faith evolves and deepens. So how do we navigate this delicate dance with anger and spirituality? Well, first and foremost, acknowledging your feelings without judgment. Understand that it's entirely okay to be angry, even with the divine. Allow yourself the space to sit with these emotions, explore their roots, and recognize the messages they carry. Embracing anger authentically means being honest with yourself and the divine. It's about having an open dialogue and not shutting one down. It's about acknowledging that there are moments when you will feel lost, and then get hurt, or get confused on your spiritual path. You don't have to go through it alone, and don't go through it alone. Seek support from a trusted spiritual mentor, counselor, or therapist. Sharing your feelings, doubts, and fears with someone who can hold space for your journey can be profound healing. Consider incorporating tools like journaling and meditation into your spiritual practice. These practices create a safe and sacred space for you to explore your feelings and connect with the divine in a more intimate way. Remember that questioning isn't a betrayal of your faith. It's a testament to its vibrancy. Our faith grows and evolves when we dare to ask the tough questions. It's through questioning that we unearth deeper truths and develop a more profound connection with the divine. As we continue this exploration into why it's okay to get angry with God, I'd like to extend a heartfelt invitation to you. If you are in the midst of grappling with anger, doubt, or confusion in your spiritual journey, consider booking a Rewrite Your Soul Contract session with me. These sessions are designed for seekers like you who wish to delve into your spirituality, ask the tough questions, and find clarity and healing on your path. It's a safe and sacred space for you to dive deeper into your spiritual journey. Anger, when explored authentically, can lead to resolution. It can pave the way for reconciliation with the divine, a deeper understanding of your own faith, and a profound sense of inner peace. Through this journey, you might find that your faith transforms into a more profound, nuanced, and resilient force in your life. You might come to trust the divine in a way you never thought before, through acceptance of the full spectrum of your emotions. It's essential to recognize that anger itself can be a potent healer. It's a force that, when channeled correctly, can lead to catharsis and a renewed sense of purpose. It's like a cleansing storm that washes away what no longer serves you, leaving behind fertile ground for growth. Understanding the difference between resolution and forgiveness is key. Resolution doesn't necessarily mean forgiving the divine for everything that's happened. It means finding a place of acceptance where you can move forward in your spiritual journey without being weighed down by anger. In your journey to resolve anger, there's immense power in surrender. Surrender doesn't mean giving up. It means releasing the need to control every aspect of your spiritual path. It's about allowing yourself to be a part of something greater, a divine plan that you might not have always understood. This journey of anger, doubt, and resolution is not a linear one. It's a spiral and ever-evolving cycle that takes you deeper into the heart of your spirituality. As you move through it, you uncover layers of wisdom, compassion, and resilience within yourself. Thank you for joining me on this profound exploration on why it's okay to get angry with God. Remember, your spiritual journey is uniquely yours, and it is a tapestry woven with moments of anger, doubt, and revelation. Embrace it all, for within these emotions, you'll discover the keys to your soul's evolution. Until our next soulful connection, my beautiful souls, may you find peace, understanding, and a profound connection with the divine, even in the moments of anger and doubt.